guys. Welcome to A Purpose Walk with me, Deandra. So you guys, I wanted to touch on something that is literally happening in my life right now before I continue, because, you know, we kind of touched on this a little bit, but I wanted to talk about the necessity of prayer. Like, why is it so important? And I just want to dig in there. And me personally, like, I know how to pray, okay? When someone is going through something, when something is happening, just different areas of need, I know how to pray when it's time, right? But I realize that I don't feel like I'm intimate with God. And I wanted to learn how to be intimate with God. And intimacy doesn't come to me naturally. And I kind of shared that with y'all before. But, you know, more importantly, like before anyone else, I need to learn how to be intimate with God. And this has been a prayer of mine, actually. Like, this is something that I shared with God, that I wanted to be closer to him in that way. And it's like, dang, how close? How close do you want to be? If I can get in his skin, I just want to be so close to God. And, you know, I read my word every day. I pray. But I feel like my prayers is just like basic, unless I'm praying for someone. And, you know, you guys hear me pray because I pray for y'all, right? But I want to go deeper into prayer. And shortly after I put that out as a desire, you know, my pastor actually mentioned to me, like, you know, you are going to be dangerous in prayer. And I'm like, well, praise God, because only God knew that. And I didn't talk to my pastor about this. And then sometime later, my pastor developed a class, and I just started this past Tuesday, and it's called the Prayer Institute. So I got in there because I'm like, this has been a desire of mine for a little bit. Now, let me back up a little bit, too. Ever since I decided that I was going to wholeheartedly live my life for Christ, and I mean, like, in every area that I never gave to him, I decided to give to him, and I literally gave it to him. And I'm like, it's me and you, God. When I decided to do that, hell is breaking loose. Okay. All of it. I have not been attacked consistently. However, it's been consistent. It's like, yo, back off me, bruh. As you guys know, from a lot of the things that I experienced in my life, I am a natural fighter. I'm not going to give up. I'm resilient, and I'm not just going to give up. And I remember before fully giving my all to God, I literally said, God, I'm tired of being resilient. And it's like, but this is how he made me. You know, he made me to fight. So, like I said, I have been attacked in various ways. So this does not apply. However, it was around the time. So at the birth of this podcast, literally the very day, I lost my grandmother. And I don't think I shared that with you guys, or maybe I did, but I be forgetting sometimes, you know? But that's neither here nor there. I lost my lady. Like, she was so special to me. She was not my everything, but she was really close. I mean, she helped to raise me before I moved with my mom. Like, my grandmother has always been there for every milestone And the one thing, well, not the one thing, but the thing that I'm releasing that's also giving God honor and glory, she wasn't able to be a part of it, but I did tell her, you know, I'm releasing this podcast. And on the very morning I launched the podcast, I decided, you know, let me go spend some time with her, you know. So I did. And I know that they, at the place, they said that, they said that she was nearing her end, but you know, you don't know when that's going to happen. And you know, I got went and picked up my son, and he wanted to, you know, see her, say his goodbyes. Well, while we were there, my grandma passed. And you know, I knew that I was going to take it hard. And I did. I thank God that I had time to start grieving before she passed. So it wasn't that long where I really needed to grieve. But that was a heartbreaking moment for me. So May 1st of 2025 will ever be etched in my heart, not only with birthing, but also losing at the same time. So after that, I have been attacked in different ways. In all transparency, the thing that I told you guys that the enemy likes to try to attack me in, which is lust, that has been an area, but I'm like, boy, bye. You know, like that's not even something that I'm thinking about or anything like that. Like, whatever. So, you know, I told you guys to look at the areas in which the enemy likes to tempt you in to get you off track with God. And so he was literally putting like everything, but I'm like, no, I still trust God. Like, when I gave it to God, I gave it to God, y'all. And I meant that. So, you know, I have been having some things happening here and there. So one thing that happened to me, my house got broken into. The same night, the neighborhood decided that they wanted to come to my Bible study. And I knew what it was. You know, I was a little shaken up, you know, because I'm like, I'm literally just starting this. And when you're a believer, you're a natural threat to hell because one, you're trying to live for God now, but then two, who are you to try to pull other people along? And I knew it was gonna come, but you know, I didn't expect it in that way. So because of it, my house got robbed, my camera got stolen, my car keys, my house keys. They went in through the car, didn't take the car. And y'all, my really good brand new pack of 36 count of cotton nail tissue. That stuff is expensive, okay? We wipe good around here, and they took my tissue. But, you know, out of all of that, I still was unbothered. You know, my response was, it happened. I thank God that I'm still alive. We're still alive. And, you know, those are material things that can be replaced. And there were other situations, not so severe as that, that happened. And, you know, I'm just like thug life, Jesus gang, you know what I'm saying? However, I went through something a little bit more serious, and I felt like the enemy attacked me in the area of my integrity, like me trying to really live this life and walk this life for Christ. And you basically wasn't taking no to me, saying no to sin as an answer. So I felt like he wanted to take something from me. And I wasn't shaken to the point where I'm like, I'm going to back down, but I'm like, you know, you really are trying very, very hard to get me off course, but that's not going to happen. And I was listening to a sermon by Tony Evans. First of all, he is amazing, not just in teaching, but in the materials that he has. I've given out a couple Bibles that was written by Tony Evans. Like, he is a great man of God to glean from. And you know, he was touching on the warfare and how do you stay in position. And of course, the Bible talks about having on your armor of God. You know what? Let me get that scripture. Because I sent it to my son this morning. So it's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And this is how you know, you put on the armor of God. But he says something. He said, even if you don't remember all the pieces of the armor, just put on Jesus. And there was a scripture that he referenced where it talked about that, but also staying prayerful. And that's how you get armed up, is by praying. And in the word, it talks about praying without ceasing. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. And I'm like, as I know, this has been the missing link, right? And how quickly could I have gotten upset with God? Like, well, you allowed this stuff to happen to me, because God can allow it, right? But even as quick as I thought to want to be upset with God, even though I had dealt with it, what it took me back to was Job. And Job did nothing wrong. And God allowed him to be tested and tempted by the devil, and he ended up coming out victorious. You know, he lost a lot. And did it hurt him? Absolutely. But he dared to curse God. And then even when he questioned God, God said, "Who are you to question me?" Now, can we question God? Absolutely, because there are people who take that out of context, right? Like, oh, you can't question God. No, he said, come to me. He wants you to come to him, ask him things. But in this particular case, like, is my will not good despite what you're going through and what you're feeling? And as, like I said, as quick as I could think, like, well, dang, God, you allowed this to happen, that thought went away, because I thought of Job and all that he went through, and how God literally showed up for him afterwards. Not only did he lose everything, but he gained everything and gave him more than what he had, than what he lost. And with me losing the items in my house, I was able to gain that and gain more with a sense of peace of knowing that God has taking care of me, he's covered. Because as you can see, the beat didn't stop. You didn't know what I was going through in that time, but I was still pushing through and still doing this podcast. And I'm even sitting here now telling you that God is still good despite of what happened. But I need to guard myself even the more. And the only way to do that is through prayer. And even in prayer school, you know, and I just want to share this one little piece that my pastor brought out. Before we war, we must learn to sit. And it goes to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 6, and it says that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. And just like what Dr. I don't know, is he a doctor or pat? I know he's a pastor, but Tony Evans, you know, he kind of alluded to the same thing that, you know, if we don't put on armor, we just go with Jesus. But to be connected with Jesus in that way, we must pray in the spirit at all times. And there is a scripture in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18, and it says, praying at all times in the spirit with all prayer or supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for the saints. So basically, prayer is so important. It's not just of what we need in a moment, but just praying at all times in the spirit keeps you connected to the Father. And that's the missing link, is to be praying at all times. And that's where intimacy develops. Whew. Prayer is so important to God. In James chapter 5, verse 16, it says, therefore, confess your sins unto one to another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. So in for healing, you need to pray. Therefore, don't be anxious for anything, but take everything by prayer and with supplication with thanksgiving. And let your requests be made. Philippians 4 and 6. You pray when you're anxious. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray as we ought, but by the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. So even if you don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit will step in. But it's where your posture is. And allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and just pray for you. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. And be constant in prayer. Romans 12 and 12. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Matthew chapter 21, verses 22. So prayer is so important. Like, and these are just a few scriptures. Like, prayer is the key for everything. Before gifts, before ministry, before all the things. And this is how you protect yourself, because what goes on in the natural happens in the spirit. So you got to be tapped in with the Holy Spirit. This one is a short video and audio, but it's so important, you guys. I'm normally joking around a lot, but with this, like I said, it's so important that I can't help but be serious and telling you that pray. And for those of you who say, because I feel that, for those of you who say, I don't know how to pray, just talk to God. That's it. That's a prayer. And if you are out of words, just sit still before the Lord. Invite the Holy Spirit into your space and just sit there and let the Holy Spirit do the work for you. So, you guys, I'm good. I am good. However, I see the area that I need to be strengthened in, because I would be darned if the devil tried to catch me like that slipping again. And I wasn't even slipping. That's the crazy part. But I wasn't praying like I should have been. So he ain't gonna catch me like that again at all. Now we're at war. Okay. It's no longer a fight. Like, now you gotta see me. You know, I started to do something real stupid, like invite the devil in and just like go at it with verses and all of that, but that's not wise. That's not even wise. But you guys, if y'all take anything from what I'm saying, definitely seek your Father like never before. Like, you're changing your life, you're changing your lifestyle to get closer to Jesus. And one of the best ways to do that is by prayer and fasting. All right, so I'm going to pray with you. You know it. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we are creating a space moving forward, one that we will grow in intimacy with you through prayer, but just feel more comfortable with praying with you. I thank you, Lord, that moving forward, we will begin to pray without ceasing, and that you will show us how to do all these things, because you said we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So, Father, I thank you even now that as I am praying with them, that they are overcoming fear, that they're overcoming anxiousness, that they're overcoming whatever that is keeping them bound, distractions, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, that after today, that we will learn how to be more guarded. And by that, we will do that through prayer, Father. And I thank you that these will be a people who will pray the fire down. The Holy Spirit will continue to move through them through prayer, that they will see answered prayers moving forward, Father, that they will see families being healed, that they will see unity amongst their family, that they will see people become healed just through prayer, Father. So I thank you that even during this time of prayer, that they begin to get closer to you, and that there is nothing that will stand in the way from doing that. So I thank you, Lord, that they not wrestle against flesh and blood, but through principalities and darkness, Father, that they know that they have you and your son Jesus that will help them to be able to fight the good fight, fighting for their death, Father. So I thank you, Lord, that you don't give them a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. I pray, amen. So as you know, we are here every Thursday, so make sure you check in with your girl, okay? Find me on Spotify, Audible, Apple Podcasts, you name it. I'm there. I'm trying to be everywhere, okay? And also on YouTube. So I look forward to chat with you again, and I hope that you're having a great and amazing week. Until we meet again, peace.